What's good, yo? What's good? Happy Friday. Da, 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 da,
Yo,
da. Da, 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 da,
where's that
da, da,
from?
da, 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 doom, doom, doom,
Is that
doom.
ESPN or something like
Nah,
that?
NFL.
No. Oh,
Oh, that's
no.
Fox.
NFL is like,
Sunday Night Football.
yeah, NFL goes like,
Yeah, that's it.
No. It has like a different tone to it. I think it's the same beat, but it's just a different tone. It's like, or no,
No,
that's
that's
Final Countdown, right?
Final Countdown. Yeah,
I got whatever.
shit. I don't know. It's Super Bowl Sunday or Super Bowl weekend, y'all. Super Bowl weekend is here. Who do you got?
Honestly, like I said before, Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah. And it's gonna
Yeah,
be this Sunday, right?
this Sunday.
And I have off that day.
Yeah.
I'm ready to fucking to go to
Yeah.
fucking Twin Peaks or some shit like that. Fucking
Okay. We'll see
get
what's up.
get drunk.
I want to, but it might end up doing something else. But we'll talk about it later. But
Well,
anyways,
either way, I have plans on Saturday, so.
yeah, same here. But yeah, they what's called? That's gonna be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah,
Oh.
I got Philadelphia, but you cannot trust Mahomes, man. That boy Mahomes is a slippery fella. I don't know. I want to say the Eagles, man, but them Chiefs though, man.
I don't know. I mean,
The Chiefs ain't no
what are
joke.
the records for both of them?
They're, I mean, I
Eagles
don't know.
went undefeated for quite a bit, right? For
Nah,
this season? Or do I have that
they lost
wrong?
like three, four games.
But still, out of the whole
Yeah,
season, that's huge.
they're number one.
So
They're
I
both
mean,
number one seeds, so they won over like 13 games. So yeah, I think they're like 13-3 in the regular season, and so was Kansas City, I think. No, Kansas City was 12-4. But yeah, they fucking Kansas City. I gotta give it to Mahomes, man. That man fucking beat two teams in the playoffs in one fucking leg.
So
Yeah, he's injured on a he has an injury on a leg right
you're
now.
gonna go for the Chiefs then?
I don't know, man. I always go for the underdog. I always go for the underdog because I think Philadelphia's favored to win. But
Would you be willing to put some money on it?
I just might.
You know
I like
me.
an underdog. You know me. I like the person. I like the team that people count out, even though they're not all the way counted out. Like they're a good team in their own right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're a good team in their own right. Like or a great team in their own right. Like I said before, Mahomes is our generation's Tom Brady. Until he surpasses Tom Brady, he's
It's not going
our
to be for quite a while because Tom
oh
Brady left a bit of a fucking legacy. I mean,
oh
he's
yeah no
still
yeah.
playing, I
Yeah,
think, but
no.
he's.
You, oh yeah. Also, Tom Brady retired. I don't know if
Oh,
we
he
said that.
officially
Officially
retired?
retired. He came out with a. It was like last week, I think. I don't think we
Oh.
talked about it, but yeah, I think it happened right after our fucking podcast.
It's
But
about
yeah,
fucking
they,
time, bro,
yeah,
honestly.
he retired. He just
Because he said he was gonna retire, but then he didn't, and then
nah.
he
He did a so he did the he did a fake out, and not to mention, I think Tom Brady just needs some him time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he needs some him time. Like he lost his
You know?
wife, he lost hundreds of millions of dollars,
And then he almost got
and
he almost got canceled
then
too.
his trainer was and he almost got canceled. His trainer was fucking his wife. I mean, he had a shitty ass fucking, he
Year.
had a shitty ass fucking year. Let's just say that nonetheless.
Let's
Let's
honestly,
give him some
yeah.
me
So
time. Like
I'm
let's
yeah.
he needs some me time. He needs to reconnect to his roots. I commend him
But
for going.
honestly, I don't think he's gonna be connecting to anything in Miami. He's because he lives in Miami now, right?
Not Tampa.
Tampa, whatever the
Yeah.
fuck it is. Either or, either. Potato,
Nah,
Tampa.
I think he might be done this time, but we'll see. 'Cause Tom Brady said I'm done, but that man's a beast. And and then not to mention
I could see him coming back next season.
speaking of beasts, congratulations to LeBron James for breaking the all-time scoring record. Congratulations, he has now surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he is now the all-time scorer in the NBA.
That's pretty dope.
And that's a crazy-ass accomplishment to score the most points in the NBA.
That's wild.
Have championship rings. Fucking be probably known as the king of the NBA, pretty much. Mm. I mean,
honestly, back if you were to say that, like, maybe like 2 years back, whatever the fuck, it would be like just nothing but controversy. Because I mean, I think it's still controversy now.
Yeah, I mean, people
between like people LeBron and thing. Michael Jordan or something like that. Yeah, but like, honestly, I'm thinking
the only LeBron person I can say enough. The only person I can full on say without a shadow of a doubt that can beat LeBron James and is better than LeBron James is Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace, the GOAT. But what's called Kobe Bryant was the only one that ever put him in check, the only one that has more rings than him, the only one that actually gave him competition and made him better and turned him into a leader.
Yeah.
The only, like, the person who elevated LeBron's game was Kobe Bryant.
Rivalry?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did, yeah. Right? Yeah.
The person that elevated LeBron's game was Kobe Bryant. And fucking, and also the Michael Jordan fucking talks and rumors and shit. I know he said it about, like, LeBron James, he is the best. Because everyone talks about rings, but no one talks about who he had to beat to get those rings. Mm. LeBron had to beat the greatest team ever assembled. This is why I say he's the GOAT. Mm. He beat the 73-9 Golden State Warriors in 2016, won the most games in the NBA. They actually beat Chicago. Jordan's Bulls, 96 Bulls, they had won, I think it was 74. No, they had won 72. They're 72-11, I think. And fucking Golden State beat them. It was 73-9 or 10 or some shit like that. Beat them by a game, I think. Mm. And so, yeah, that was the greatest team ever assembled on paper. Greatest team ever assembled. They had everything. Mm. And fucking not to mention the year after that, they went on and got Kevin Durant. Like, LeBron is the GOAT. I don't care what nobody says. I mean, he is the GOAT. And if he's not, he is in that top three easily. Mm. You cannot shake him off anymore. You cannot write him off and say, no, well, he doesn't have the 6 rings like Michael or the 11 like Bill Russell. I mean, who did those guys have to play? Let's keep it real. Those guys had to play fucking some fucking carpenters and fucking guys that are playing NBA in their spare time. Michael Jordan had to guard guys like John McClucken. Fucking who else? Fucking like guys, unknown people. You know what I mean? Like, nah, like Jordan, he had to beat, he beat like 2 or 3 good teams to get his championship games. The first 7 years of Jordan's career, he was getting fucking destroyed. That man was a child in a man's league. Mm. He was getting fucking destroyed by fucking Larry Bird and the Celtics. He was getting destroyed by Magic Johnson and the Lakers. He was getting destroyed by the Boy Pistons. He was getting destroyed by everybody. That man could not do anything for at least the first 7 years of his career. For 7 years, that man was getting pushed around, punked by all the legends. No, you couldn't say anything to him. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't do anything to he couldn't do anything to win a championship. He was always behind those guys. Once they got old and everybody started getting traded, that is when Michael Jordan flourished, and that's when Michael Jordan actually became, you know, the GOAT and the one that everybody remembers. And no offense, and not to knock off MJ and all the stuff he's done. However, when LeBron James came, he fucking came. He dominated the league for years. And what was it, like his first two, 3 years? He went to the NBA Finals. of course, he lost to my Spurs. But he went to the NBA Finals back in, I think, what was it, 2005-7? LeBron had to actually go against dogs. Fucking dogs. He had to go against the Celtics. He had to go against the Spurs. He had to go against fucking Philadelphia when they had Iverson. He had to go against Kobe. He had to go against what's called Dirk Nowitzki and Steve Nash, Jason Kidd. When he first came in, those are the dogs he had to go against, and he beat them. He almost beat them all coming in out the door. Like, LeBron has the better stats. He's the bigger player. He shot more, but made more. This man, overall, he is the GOAT. Statistically speaking, he is the GOAT. And you can talk championships all day, but if we're talking championships, then why don't we talk about Robert Horry's 7? Robert Horry has one more ring than Michael Jordan. Why aren't we talking about him? Bill Russell has what's called 5 more rings than fucking Michael Jordan. Why aren't we talking about him? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, nah. I was like, listen, you can talk rings all fucking day, but the man that goes in and puts in the work, he doesn't. And the thing is, Michael Jordan needed all the players he had on his team. He needed them to get where he wanted to go. LeBron needs no one and still elevates all the players around him to get where he needs to go. He does that on top of the ability and the talent that he has. So, no. Fucking, it's not even close. Fucking LeBron would smoke Michael Jordan. He would smoke him. He would play with fucking, what was it, LeBron? LeBron's like fucking, or not LeBron, Michael was like fucking, what is he, like 6'6", 220 pounds, 215 pounds soaking wet, lower than that. LeBron's fucking 270 and 6'9". He's a fucking dog. He would fucking destroy Michael. In his prime, when he was in his very best, would fucking destroy Michael. In his prime. I know there's old heads that listen to this shit. Man, no, Michael was the truth. Michael was this, Michael was that. Michael was good for that era. He was great for that era. But LeBron is the real fucking deal. And he would smoke most of these legends back in the past. Let's keep it real. Smoke him. He would fucking smoke him. No offense to any legends. Like I said, the legends are there and they're always going to be there. No offense to any of them. But LeBron is the GOAT. And I know people say, oh, what about such and such? What about this? What about that? None of them are the all-time scoring leaders. None of them are in the top 5 of all-time assists. None of them have the best earned, like, in the top. I don't even know what the fuck is the top field goal percentage ever made or some shit like that. None of them are in the top 10 rebound list. None of them has been this dominant for as long as fucking LeBron's been. None of them. So you can talk about all your legends. You can talk about this, but we are looking at a living legend as of now. This man has good 5 years left in him, and he's about to enter his 40s. In his fucking 40s. LeBron is the GOAT. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. LeBron is the GOAT. I used to hate him for years. I swear I hated him when they beat the San Antonio Spurs back in 2014. Back in 2014, 13, 14, can't remember.
Yeah,
when they beat the Spurs.
Kind of the same, but yeah. Honestly, I just never really paid attention to the NBA to really have a grudge against them. If anything, I was just like, what's up with that guy, you know?
Yeah, but that's
pretty much about it.
Now, is there times where he's like, oh, I'm the great, like, you know, when he called himself the great? Yeah, but who else is going to call him that? Because nobody's going to give him credit. The only time y'all going to ever give LeBron his flowers is when he's fucking gone. That's when y'all gonna be like, oh man, you remember when there used to be a true leader in the floor? Yeah. Remember, he used to be a real leader on the floor? Mm. Remember those times? Mm-hmm. Man, go fuck yourselves. You did the same thing to Kobe Bryant, too, and you guys missed him. You guys were fucking crying your asses off. They cared nothing about Kobe and fucking missed him. You guys were making commercials. I don't know if you ever saw that Kobe Bryant commercial. Mm. Nike was like, I've been hating you. Honestly, that was one of the best commercials I ever seen. I ain't gonna lie. They missed him. They missed the shit out of Kobe. Kobe is fucking legend royalty when he retired. Mm-hmm. And so fucking, nah, y'all are only gonna hate him.
Didn't like all of the greats go to his funeral and stuff like that?
Of course. If Kobe never gotten hurt, because that's the thing though about great players. Like if their bodies start giving out on them and before they start going crazy, because Kobe back in 2010, mm-hmm. people were calling him the GOAT. Mm-hmm. Of course, before LeBron came in and started, building up his stats and stuff. Mm-hmm. But back then, fucking Kobe was the fucking GOAT. Mm-hmm. And if Kobe never got injured, same thing with, there's a lot of what ifs. But the thing is, the good thing is, Kobe got his championships early. He got his stats early. He came in ready to fucking go. He started great. Mm-hmm. From high school all the way to his very end. And, of course, RIP to him and Gigi. I know last month was the anniversary. And so RIP to them. And I don't think we ever shouted them out. But, yeah, RIP to them. Much love. But, yeah, you guys are only going to miss them when they're gone. When you can't talk about them no more, you're going to miss them. Because you're going to miss the leadership he had. Wherever team LeBron goes to, he is the leader and he's the person. He actually helps that team become better. You know what I mean? When Michael left his team was still only won two games less than when he first retired. Mm-hmm. Only two games less. Yeah. Like if they didn't really need him. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, they had Scottie Pippen. They had other great players there too. LeBron has been on teams where it was only him mm-hmm. and a bunch of nobodies. And he took them to the NBA Finals. Mm. I goaded him on this. Like, I hated him, but I hated him. But you know what I mean? I don't hate nobody. Let's keep it real. My bad. I know I say hate. But I didn't like the fact he was beating my teams and shit. You know what I mean? Same thing with Kobe. It was my same thing with Kobe. But when he, back in, I think, 2018, was it 17 or 18? He was down 3-1 against Boston Celtics in the semi-conference finals in the Eastern Conference. Mm. I think it was the Eastern Conference finals. He was down 3-1. And I saw this man drop 50 points, 40, 50 points each game to make it back to the fucking finals by himself. This man fucking was going crazy. And I remember the last shot he made to go back to the finals. Mm-hmm. Check this out. He did a no-look shot. In the garden in Boston, he went like this. Check it, Joe. Mm. Grab the ball. Last shot to win it all. This is the last shot. This cocky motherfucker went like this. With no-look shot. And made it to go back to the finals. If I'm not mistaken, that was the fucking series. That shit was amazing. Drop down. With nobody to help him. All his good players were injured. It was only him. He was backed into a fucking corner, and he fucking came out triumphant. Mm-hmm. I didn't care if he even won the finals. I didn't think he was still going to beat Golden State, but I was like, man, this man is fucking amazing. I like Curry, because people are also talking about, what about Curry? Curry has a chance to pass him when he retires. You have to stop LeBron first. You have to kick him out the league first to actually have a chance to go against LeBron. Mm. That's the only time Curry will actually have a decent chance to fucking pass LeBron in all-time scoring list. I don't even think he's even close as of now. Mm. But, yeah, congrats. All right, I can go on a rant all day for fucking LeBron.
I mean, you could keep on going because
shit, I'm like, really, I can go all day.
Yeah, because there's really
This is a sports episode. My bad. Also, I forgot to even say this is a sports episode. because of the Super Bowl. This adds up. I know we went to a different sport, but I want to congratulate LeBron. Like, it's getting harder for y'all to bring up those six rings. Oh, Jordan got six rings. It's getting harder. It just got even harder now since he surpassed that all-time scoring list. And he's still building points, too. He's still in the league. So he's going to accumulate more points. And the last couple games, he's accumulated like 40, 50 points a game. I mean, my bad. 30, 40 points a game. Like, this man is still going for that shit. You can't really stop him. Like, a man, he's a man on a mission.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens, I guess.
To be honest, let me bring it down a little bit. They are, you know, eighth in the fucking West. So they have like two, three game breakers to make it to the playoffs.
When are the finals?
Nah, it's later in the summer.
Okay.
4 months away from
it. Can you tell that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about?
Fuck. Sports episode, baby.
I think I need to get into sports again, honestly. What I've been doing is I've been like focusing more on my hobbies and shit, like photography and astronomy and all that shit. But then whenever I like talk to random people, where the fuck they
talk about? Did you see that?
Did you see the game or something? Yeah, and then I'm just there with my dick man.
And that's the thing. I don't want. And I haven't been in sports in a minute, but I know the basics of this shit.
I know what sport I want to get into.
What's it?
Fucking UFC. I want to start kind of watching that shit because I remember I went to.
Yeah,
I went to a bar with a friend one time. I was seeing UFC and I got so pumped. Like I was like.
Yeah,
I want to get into it.
I'm telling you, like, fucking, like, that's why I'm trying to get back into boxing. Like, I'm not going to get into my...
By getting into it, I don't mean actually fighting. I mean just watching it. I'm not a fighter.
Doesn't mean you can't be.
So. I mean, true, but not that kind of fighter.
A decent amount just to defend yourself.
I'll do that, but I won't
fly
across the fucking... stage and do a Superman punch or something like that. It's not me.
Yeah, fucking Junior McGregor.
I know, dude.
I don't know. I've been getting back into sports as of late, and you know, and same thing. I'm hearing shit on the site, and I remember I don't know what the fuck happened. It was when I was sitting out at work, and someone came up to me like, "Dog, fuck it, yo, Phoenix just got fucking Kevin Durant. They just traded for him, dog. They fucking traded for him." There's a new big three. Oh, fuck. I'm like, oh, shit. I remember I said that out loud. I was like, you know, and I have, you know.
You had no idea.
I was like,
you just put on a front.
Oh, no. I was surprised. I was genuinely surprised.
Okay.
I was genuinely surprised. I was like, oh, shit, because the trade deadline was yesterday.
Yeah.
And at 3 p.m. So they were, like, trying to make any fucking big trades they could before the end of the season. There's all, you know, the whole controversy I was saying, you know, a couple months ago about Kyrie.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kyrie got traded over to Dallas, Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and they won their first game the other night. And so I'm just like, yo, the West is now, it's getting real now.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Durant's in fucking Phoenix, along with Chris Paul and Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. It's about to get real.
I only know one of those guys.
fucking DeAndre Ayton's the center, and he's a pretty decent rebounder. But the only downfall with that trade would be their defense, and their defense right now, fucking, it low key sucks because like they don't have no defenders. They traded their defenders for these star players. So I hope they become lockdown players. We'll see. If not, they're going to have to do what fucking Golden State does and outscore the other team. Just start fucking hailing threes.
That's probably what they're going to try to do.
I hope. Yeah. I guess so. That's why those games always be close, because they're just outscoring the other team.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we're down by 30. All right, let's get serious.
Yeah.
And then half-ass D and then a bunch of threes.
Yeah,
and so, yeah, no, like, it's about to get real. And then somebody said, because I don't know. You know who John Morant is from the Memphis Grizzlies?
Absolutely no clue.
All right, so he's one of the best players in the West as of now. Okay. John Morant.
I completely forgot that the Grizzlies were actually a team.
They actually been a good team this whole time. It's just that they had to go through the Lakers, they had to go through the Spurs, yeah. Like for the longest time. But now they actually have an okay team. Mm-hmm. Now it's gone to shit. Now it's gone back to shit because there's the star player. Mm-hmm. So let me go back. The Shannon Sharp bullshit where you got into an argument. I don't know if you ever remember when I was saying that where you got into a fight in the basketball game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it was John Morant and his team and shit.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was named Devin Brooks or whatever, but, yeah. John Morant was there.
Oh, okay.
And so John Morant's the type of guy to be like, oh, we can go and fight. Like those wannabe gangsters.
Yeah.
But he fucking grew up in the suburbs and fucking had a nice life. He's Clarence from fucking 8 Mile.
Yeah.
His real name is Clarence. Clarence Pants has a real good marriage. He be hanging around with people that actually are about that life.
Mm.
And he thinks he's with, he thinks he's that in that life. And he's not about it. And so I guess him and another team got into it with each other. And a laser was pointing at, they pointed a laser at a fucking, at a bus.
Oh, fuck.
To make it seem like they had a gun on them or something. And so, and there's security guards there and they saw that and they thought they had an actual gun. And so they banned his, all his like posse for like all his crew and shit like that. They banned him for like a year, I think. Jesus and he's Christ. Like, and then John Murray's like, man, it's cap and they're doing this. I'm just like, and then fuck it. But Shannon Sharp came out and called him on all his bullshit. Shannon Sharp came out. He's like, you are not hood, Ja. That ain't you. You turned into that uncle that's like, you ain't hood.
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't your life. I feel like I was there. Like if I was like fucking up and Shannon Sharp came out,
just imagine with a wife beater like on the porch.
Let me straighten my fucking life out. Like after hearing that, I was like, yeah, goddamn, I need to stop acting hood. Like I was like, goddamn. I'm from the hood, but I'm not. I can
gotta start bringing back the walk and stuff
fucking like that. I'll keep it real. I'm from the hood, but I ain't no thug or nothing like that. And so I can admit it though. I can be honest with myself. I'm not a thug. Now I'll beat and possibly even take somebody out if I have to, if need be.
Yeah.
If need be, but I'm not gonna be claiming any said. I ain't claiming no hood, nothing like that. And so Shannon Sharp, he said it perfectly. He's like, you not hood. He's like, people that are our hood, they want to be in your position right now. Mm-hmm. He's like, you have a $200 million contract. You are not hood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have a $200 million contract, and you want people to think you're hard.
It's because I think and what people are doing, they're starting to, like, romanticize it.
They always romanticize. It's that whole bad boy era bullshit. It's like they romanticize it.
But they did that shit with fucking rock and roll too, because back in like the
back when it started with
it was really fucking bad. Yeah, but people were just like, oh, we're gonna be rockers, we love rockers, stuff like that. It's not like that, but it's similar.
I don't know, like on the real, like it's just especially dudes that pretend to be something they not. Mm. Like, no, just stop pretending. Like it's
but
it
does, honestly, it does get
I've been that. I've it's seen been. I've seen a lot of dudes with a lot of bravado pretend to be something that they're not.
Mm.
You know, when you get hyped up and you think you're the shit.
Oh, I know a couple.
Oh, yeah. And you think you're the shit. And I'm just like, and I'll be honest. I feel that too sometimes. But then I'm like, okay, dial it down, big fella.
Yeah.
Hold up.
I have the common sense to be like, that's not me.
Dial it down, big fella.
Yeah. Like, I feel it coming up. But then I'm like, what are you doing? That's not you.
Now, not saying you should, like a guy. You should embrace masculinity. You should feel the aroma. You should actually do it, but do it in a healthy way. Don't do it in a toxic, nasty situation. Do it in a way that it's going to better yourself in a healthy
way. You're allowed
fashion.
To do all that stuff. Sure. Well, by all that stuff, I mean, like, you're allowed to feel that way, but you also got to have, like, the self-awareness to be, like, who you are actually, like, to be, like, for example, like if you're some guy that's like about to like get into a fist fight for whatever the fuck reason.
My bad, hold up, my bad. I don't want to stop you here. I'm sorry.
It's break time?
Break time.
Okay.
Break time, y'all. Feel lighted, bitch.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? Because if it isn't, then I don't know what the fuck to tell you. But anyways, thank you for listening to the Too Easy Podcast. I understand it's not easy listening to our crisp and subtle voices. And I understand, and ladies, I understand you have to wring your panties out every time you listen to us. And I understand you get very soaked and very wet and very hot and bothered. I get it. And guys, I know you're on the down low and you don't want to tell your friends that you're on the DL, but you know, every time you listen to our voices, you have to go to the bathroom and fix your pants. I get it. We understand. Here at the Too Easy Podcast, we definitely understand your situations and your predicaments. And we, the Too Easy Podcast, would like to thank you for listening regardless of those issues that you have. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, part two.
I see that shit constantly nowadays.
Like, motherfuckers like acting. My bad, we're back. Yeah, we're back.
And no, fucking ahead. over back where we used to live, our hometown.
Yeah, Megan Flint. Like, yeah. It's just, that, like, trust me, I've seen hood dudes. We're back. Like I said, my bad. I've seen hood dudes. I've seen the worst of them. There's dudes that got off because the fucking officer forgot to Mirandaize them. I'm joking. There's a dude I know. Not gonna say no names. I haven't seen him in years, but shout out to Homer. But this dude's done some real shit. I don't even dare say it. Like, that's how bad it is. I can't even dare say it on the mic.
Yeah.
And so this motherfucker has tattoos all over his face. He has at least 5 teardrops on each eye.
Yeah.
Like, this motherfucker is street and hood. I remember I saw this one dude at work the other day. You know, coming in, blasting music, do rag and shit. And he's like, I'm this nigga. I'm like, man, that dude would fucking, first off, he'll eat you for breakfast in front of your entire family, slow cook you, look them each one in the eye, and then feed you to your family. That motherfucker would do some horrendous shit to you. Just like, man, y'all not hood. And I feel like an old man too, because I'm like, I've seen this shit, but I'm not old though. I'm just like, yeah, I've seen it.
You
I'm just
feel like you're in your 40s.
But I feel like I'm in my 40s, seeing like all the newer, younger. And I ain't gonna lie, I used to be that. Mm. And some of that still comes into play now. Like, it still hits me, but I'm just like, all right, let me slow the fuck down. Let me calm the fuck down. Let's keep it real.
And like, most of that stuff was also apparent over in the valley as well, but it was more like, it was more opposite, you know? Yeah. Like, it was more like cholos and fucking lowered trucks.
I mean,
and
if there's a hood no matter where. Like, I've been in two, and that's the thing about me. I've been in two different hoods. I've seen cholos and I've seen Negroes. Yeah. And so, but yeah,
I've more often not seen a lot of cholos, but I've very rarely seen a lot of.
Those people.
I'm not gonna say it like that. Not on Black History Month.
Fuck Black History Month. That's why I say fuck it. And like I said, I mean, I already have my piece. Black History Month is just a month of propaganda that's there for us to spend money and look like if we give up, To look like society actually gives a fuck.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, there's no real difference to the month, honestly. Yeah. Like, there's no,
it's a short.
There's no
month
posters.
The fucking,
there's
yeah,
no nothing. Month. Like,
yeah, no.
The only reason why you know that it's Black History Month is because people like randomly remember. There's no like posters about it.
Like,
there's
why the fuck do I have to wait all year for this one month to remember all the bad shit that's been done to my people? Like, no. This should be an everyday thing. This should be put, like I said before, should be put in the history books. Everything should be done right. If you're going to do it right.
Yeah, but don't
do it at all.
But that's the thing. America is the greedy capitalistic sort of system. So, I mean, they're
true. And there are things, like I said, there's nastiness into fucking, you know, capitalism. Hmm. Nastiness. Not all wrong, though. I'll tell you this much. It's better than fucking communism. It's better than socialism, which
some people would disagree. Oh, shit. What the fuck? Sorry, that was like hiccup slash burp. Oh my god.
But anyways, not to get political. This is not to get political. It's a sports that we're
that was impressed. God telling us to kind of avoid that shit.
Let's back up.
You almost killed me right now.
But Ja, you're not hood dog. I've seen hood dudes, and none of them grew up in the suburbs with wealthy parents, had a great marriage, got trained up in a nice, you know, comfy area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, you're not hood.
Like, I could kind of guarantee that if some shit actually did go down, he'd be like the first under the table, you know?
It was funny too, because the fight with Mel Brooks or whatever his name is, Devin Brooks or whatever the fuck his name, you know, the fight broke out and he was just there scratching his head.
Yeah.
Just looking around like,
The people that. The people that shout the loudest and like bark the loudest and shit like that, they're more often than not get scared shitless first. There's a saying about that shit.
The loudest person in the room is always wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
The loudest person in the room is always wrong.
I don't know who said that originally.
The one you should truly fear is the motherfucker quiet in the corner, looking and analyzing at everybody.
Yeah.
That's the motherfucker you need to be looking out for.
Yeah.
And not the motherfucker shouting, ranting, and raving. No.
Yeah, no.
And I know there's a bunch of motherfuckers that have that fucking, that imitate the, you know, the fucking image of Roberto. Now, no, get me wrong. The people that are screaming loud might end up fucking a couple people up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like it.
But not as many as the motherfucker quiet in the corner.
Quiet motherfucker in the corner. Let's keep it real. So, I mean, Ja, what he needs to do right now, first off, he needs to stay off social media. Yeah. Get off social media. He needs to take some him time. Not him time where he's just hanging out with his boys and doing stupid shit like again.
Him alone.
Yeah. And see exactly what he wants, because Shannon Sharp brought up a crazy good thing. Something I remember when I was in the hood. Like, there was dudes that are like, hey, you know, I'm about to get into nasty fucking trouble. And then they pulled me aside like, listen, man, you don't need to be a part of this, dog. Those dudes that pull you aside, like, you don't need to be a part of this, dog. Like, on the real, man. Like, I remember I had old heads, like, man, I was like, I get it, dog. I get it, man. You angry. But fucking, nah, man, you don't go home, dog. Like,
what's that word? Dissuading you from that.
Dissuading you or
from
yeah, that de-escalating lifestyle. De-escalating you from yourself.
They make sure that they put logic into your head.
Hey man, you don't have to be, you know. But that's what he needs right now. He needs somebody. And the fucked up part is, like, he has his dad there, but his dad's like nowhere to be found. Like they his dad's always like, somebody was telling me, he was like, he'd be hanging around with all the celebrities, like, because since he's the father of Ja Morant, he hangs out with all these celebrities and shit and chills out and parties his son's name.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden becomes like a whole bunch of yes men. Yeah,
and then
goading him into
dad's just there like.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I feel like his dad needs to sit him down and be like, listen, what do you want? You know what I mean? What exactly do you want?
But I mean, the dad had all the time in the world to fucking do that shit, but he's not.
He probably did, and that's probably what got him there in the first place, but he forgot since seeing all the lights.
Because
when you see the lights, it's a different story.
You get blinded.
You get blinded. And you, just to even be a part of that, you get blinded.
Yeah, it's intoxicating.
Yeah, honestly. It's intoxicating. Like, trust me, I had moments where I could have been there, and even seeing a little bit of that, I was like, thinking I'm top dog. I'm the big shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm the one.
That kind of reminds me of that one time where you did that thing with I don't know if we're supposed to say this. Okay, yeah, no.
But my producers are telling us we're out of time.
Yeah, getting a bit embarrassed.
My producers are getting out of time.
Yeah,
go ahead and say it.
No, because like you did something like you were like a background dancer for like
For fucking
For a Disney Channel show. For this.
Yeah,
and
I was on.
You hyped it up so.
So it was crazy.
You were talking about it for like 3 months, 4 months.
I was hyped it up. I was so hyped up.
Because like we barely talked to you, and then all of a sudden hold on, let me correct myself. Back then, like in that era or that year, we didn't really talk to you all that much.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you came out like, "Oh, I did a background entry thing for this and that." And then I remember that shit. It was like the talk of the entire family for like 4 months. It was crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. She wasn't as sweet as she made everybody. Old girl from Andy Mac. Not to fucking, you know, shit on you, Andy, but she was not as...
Dude, all celebrities are...
Yeah, like she would... Like Andy Mac, like she, like coming out... I know her show got canceled or some shit like that.
Yeah, all of the fucking...
Yeah, all,
but the fucking, all the Disney Channel actors and actresses are just dog shit people that kind of just fade away into existence, or they just like
not to shit on Andy Mac. I mean, not to shit on anybody's career, but like
there at are same time, a couple people that are like genuine and actually make it, like Selena Gomez and fucking Ariana Grande.
I understand though, like to be mad to be in the fucking room, like the room we're in. So all the dancing scenes, we're doing that for 12 fucking hours straight.
That's fucking insane.
And so with no music, so we're just like this.
So you're just
dancing with no fucking music. And it's gonna get added.
Oh my god.
It's gonna get added.
It wasn't even just like a 12-hour long
party. They had like a little speaker say just mimic the beats, but yeah. And they had like some fake DJ.
They could have made it an actual party, and it would have been 10 times better. Yeah, but they had to fucking.
And then the dude shoved me, like the actor in the show. He kind of bumped me, and I shoved him back.
Yeah.
And then fucking, and so they kind of like kicked me out. I don't give a fuck now. I'm out of it. Yeah. So I mean, I don't give a fuck. I mean, shout out to Disney, but yeah, the dude, fucking the actor, the curly headed dad. Or whatever his name was, the light skinned dude, they get a random good looking guy and they just throw him in there. It's like, do something with this.
They're all
They fucking looking. You know, he's like that self arrogant. Are we not entitled to a water?
Yeah, self entitled.
Self entitled dickhead.
LA has a lot of.
Oh my god, I looked at him and me and the other like this girl I was messing around with that was there.
Yeah,
like it was crazy too. Like I didn't fucking think. Whatever. But fucking, I was just, a bunch of dickheads.
Yeah, I mean,
dickheads, straight up.
That whole acting scene, fucking cinema lifestyle, that's all just a bunch of
dickheads. Motherfucker was like, can you water?
Yeah, like, I wanted to get into cinematography and all that shit, but then, I did some research and stuff like that, and, like, looking into, like, all that shit that's there, I'm like, man.
That shit was garbage. I was like, and, you know, so the director told us only do decent scenes, do not outshine the actors in the back. So there's a reason why I did it. And so fucking the director was being a dickhead too. He was like, yeah, you stay here. You're kind of good looking. You could stay. I was like, all right, I guess so.
Yeah,
he's like, fucking. And I'm joking. Like, it's the only good looking people could stay. And he's like, not even joking. He fucking said it like this. He's like, you're a little pudgy, but nah, come on.
Oh my god.
Now you're joking. You said it like that.
Fucking
I was like
dickhead.
I was just like, fuck it. You know, I've been here 12 hours, fuck it. I'm mad.
It could have very well gone for like 24.
Yeah, could have gone easily. Yeah. And so I was like, man, fuck it. And so they're like, all right, we can start this again. Can you come back?
$2 an hour or something like that?
Nah, it was like fucking $100 for that day.
12 hours for $100. Yeah. Jesus.
I bullshit you guys. And fucking, I was just like,
that's the true minimum wage right there. Like 50 cents an hour or something.
I was like, man, this shit ain't fucking worth it. But fucking, now the Andy Mac came in, he's like, so when are we going to leave, Tom? I'm sweating my balls, Tom. And she came in mad as fuck. She's like, I'm sweating my balls off, Tom. And she's only like, what is it, like 13, 14 at the time?
Yeah.
And she fucking come in with the most vulgar fucking language. Yeah, I'm like, who is this little girl talking to? Yeah. I'm looking around to see who the fuck is this little kid talking to.
Like trying to see if her parents were there or something.
I'm like, man, do your parents need to be here? But fucking, nah, man, it was just, that was, this shit was a nightmare.
Yeah.
But fucking, yeah, but anyways, back to fucking basketball though. Fucking,
because that's the only thing that's really worth talking about this week.
Shit. That and football. I mean, of course, the Super Bowl.
My fucking legs.
That man's hurting.
Yeah.
But fucking, yeah, like, I don't know. It's going to be something to see, like, if Ja Morant actually turns his whole demeanor around. Because right now, he's trying to be a street dude, you know, and people are like, he's trying to make it out the NBA for real. Like, you know where you say you're trying to make out the hood? Mm. No, he's trying to make out the NBA into the hood.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, like, it's not. Like I said, I'm not going to go Shannon Sharp on you, dog, because Shannon Sharp dismantled your whole fucking. He dismantled your whole shit, man. But, like, come on, dog. Like, you're not hood like that.
By the way, I'm not talking about NBA. I'm talking about something else entirely.
What's up?
Did you see the fucking gas bill that we had? That was obscene.
Yeah, no. Because it was a year anniversary though. So at the end of the month, you had to repay like the entry bill at the end of each month, at the end of each year. It's like an annual fee that they have.
It's an annual membership fee. Yeah, because I saw that shit. I'm like, did we really spend that much on fucking gas? I was like shitting my pants. I was like,
nah, it's.
It was, I still paid it because I mean I had to, but
that's a membership. Fun. So all these utility companies are fucking their membership.
And the water bill, I didn't have to pay it this month. It said that I didn't owe anything. Oh, fucking weird. I even called to make sure, and they were like, no, yeah.
But anyway, we'll get into our bills later. But fucking,
I'm trying not to say any details, but I'm trying to like fill up the air with like.
Let's cut this fucker's gas off.
I'm just trying to make conversation.
Misogynistic pigs. That's all you hear when you cut.
Burn in hell.
When you cut the fucking gas line. Yeah. Burn in hell.
Yeah. Now that our podcast is successful, now everybody wants to tax us and shit.
Yeah. Taxes. That's how they get it. Yeah. That's how they get us, kids. But shit, fucking. Yeah, my. I don't know. Like I said, Ja Morant. If he changes his demeanor, man, he can actually do something. Change the way he does it.
That's the thing, though. He's not going to change. Humans don't change easily.
True. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I hope he adjusts to this situation. Let's just say that. Because I don't think the gangster thing is him either. Mm. I hope he actually flourishes into the actual person that he is. Mm. He actually goes into the person who he actually is versus pretending to be something he's not.
Hopefully this kind of like awakens him to that. But I mean, I have my hopes low for that.
Yeah, no, like I said, I mean, he's a great player. However, he's never going to be the greatest the way he's going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's just not. Like, the real gangster-ass NBA players that actually made it out the hood are people like DeMar DeRozan, fucking John Wall. What's his name? D Rose, I don't know if I said that, but fucking those are the dudes that actually came out the real fucking slums of the hood. Fucking Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was on his own since he was 13 years old.
Mm.
So, I mean, nah, man, compared him to living in the suburbs with both his parents, has a $200 million contract, like, yeah, no, I'm like,
it doesn't do anything,
correlate.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, dog, like you don't have to pretend.
It kind of reminds me of that white rich teenager that tries to pretend to be artsy.
Yeah.
He's almost like
he's a black Paul brother.
Yeah, it tries to be worldly and stuff like that.
He's a black Paul brother.
Yeah, but then like if you remove all that shit, he's still just a douchebag, you know?
Yeah, he's a dickhead. And that's fine. There's just a lot of dickheads in the world. Everybody cannot all be pure. Everybody cannot all be decent human beings.
Mm.
I would hope that people at least strive to be. Yeah. But you know,
I mean, that's all you really can do. That's a stretch.
That's all I can.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you really can do.
Like the bare fucking minimum.
Yeah, because in this day and age, even the bare minimum is like above and beyond. Because everybody is so like. Invested in that whole shithead lifestyle.
Yeah.
That is just like.
Yeah, it's. It all stems from individualism, like people just worrying about themselves, and it created a extra narcissism within themselves. Because everyone has a little ounce of narcissism.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has a little ounce of narcissism.
Yeah, like I get it occasionally, you know?
And then, you know, I start to worry about myself. And sometimes you got to. Sometimes you just have to worry about yourself at the time.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think. John needs to do is just worry about himself. Don't worry about his people. Don't worry about anybody on the side.
Like once he gets self-awareness and stuff like that, then that's when he could like start saying shit. You know,
that's when John's gonna be thing. But thing is, Ja's gonna be he. So check this out. This is one thing I learned in the hood. The scariest motherfucker is not actually the person scarier than the quiet motherfucker in the room is a motherfucker with something to prove.
Yes.
The motherfucker that wants to prove something is scarier than the quiet motherfucker in the room. You know why? Because that motherfucker, it doesn't, the thing is, motherfuckers don't need to have hands or anything like that. They just need a gun. That trumps everything that's going on here. You can be the world's best martial artist. You can be everything. You can be the hardest dude, done 20 years, everything. Once that motherfucker pulls that gun out, goes down the window. And I have my fair share of that, but encounters like that. Let's just say it was not fun. I thought I was hard. Once that gun came out, that's a different fucking story.
Yeah.
Fucking, especially if there's a gun pointed at your fucking temple, it's over with.
You don't know what I thought about doing? I thought about becoming an expat because of that shit.
A what?
I thought about becoming an expat because of that shit. Like,
what do you mean?
Because, like, you know how Japan has, like, a no-gun rule, whatever the fuck like that, law?
Yeah.
I thought about, like, actually, like, doing some shit like that, like fucking moving over to Japan or like some other country that has no guns, like Australia or some shit like that. I thought about it because I was like super like, I'm not that into guns, you know, that sort of thing. But then like I kind of like got used to it. And now I'm just like, it's fine, honestly. Like
like I said,
don't really care for them. But I mean, I could. But,
yeah, like once I started showing you how to use them, just to protect yourself, you're going to be like, okay, what else can I protect myself with? It's going to be a slippery slope.
I have that fucking katana sword, and probably use that more than the gun. But, I mean, it's better to know how to use it than anything.
Yeah it's better probably to be, buy one. Yeah, though. It's that thing, what's his face? It was a Chinese proverb. It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Something like that. I don't know.
I'm paraphrasing. Yeah.
It does sound worldly, but.
But yeah, not it. It's true, though. I mean, I'd rather fucking be a monster and control it than be a fucking a nobody and then go into war. Imagine being Mario and Luigi.
I want to learn how to.
Getting sent off to Fallujah, Iraq.
Yeah, I want to learn how to hold a gun or like kind of like how to pull a trigger and like not break my face.
Yeah, just.
But I don't want to own one, you know, because I mean. If I were to have a gun in my household, I would not like
if
trust
you don't,
it because, like, but you say is, because yeah, for go, example, go, go, like for me, if I were to say like, oh, I need it for like protection of the house or self protection or something like that, and then I keep it in my nightstand for like easy reaching or the fucking case that somebody breaks in, but then it's easy reaching for like your kids too or like are some cases where that fucking happens and then people that say like, oh, well, then you could just put it in the case or you could like put the bullets somewhere else, whatever the fuck like that. Then if you think about it, like the guy's breaking in and then you're there kind of like putting your gun together for like 3-4 minutes. There was a fucking, like, there was a comedian that said some shit like that.
It depends on what gun you have. But if you just, listen, you don't need to go crazy. But just stick to the basics.
Yeah.
Just a regular handgun. You know what I mean? Like I said, all you have to do is load it, rock it, and you're good to go. But yeah, don't think it's a whole crazy step process. It's not gonna be that. It's not a crazy step process. Like, trust me, it may not be, but you should at least know how to mess around in that dabble in the area, especially if you're dealing with a motherfucker that knows exactly what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
You should at least have the bare minimum.
Yeah, actually, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to learn how to use a gun, but I don't.
Yeah, like at least, I'm I like my guns.
Yeah.
But fucking, you know, but thing is, you know, if you don't like it, that's fine. I know a lot of people that don't like them. I know people that love them to death.
Same.
And so love them to death, and you will never actually end up. If you ever try to take his guns away, he might shoot you.
Yeah, I think there's a redneck in my work that owns like a lot of fucking rifles.
Yeah,
you
had me a redneck.
Yeah, and he fucking talks about about deer and shit like that.
You had me a redneck. Like, but the thing is, you shouldn't go too crazy, but at the same time, you should at least have a gun to actually protect yourself because nothing's more dumber than to run into a room filled with guns and not have a gun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey guys, can you not rob me today? I mean, can you please not have your way with my wife and rob my kids' toys? Please, guys, I appreciate it. No, the fuck you not. I'm going in fucking swinging and clamming and banging. That's what the fuck I'm going in. You know, fucking, I don't give a fuck. Like I said, you're not gonna, when someone robs your house, you're not gonna go ahead and negotiate with a motherfucker. You don't know what his intentions are. You don't know what he plans on doing, and you don't know what he wants to do with your family or you. And you're not gonna fucking say, what do you, like, do you trust that plan? You know, when I tell people that, say, oh no, okay, then send your kids out there. Send your kids out there. Let's see if they can negotiate with a possible child. You know what I mean? Yeah. Send your kids out there since you believe in that plan so much. Or just meet common ground, buy a gun, hide it, make sure it's ready for use if you ever need be. Mm. You don't need to go fucking America in this motherfucker. You just need to be prepared. Yeah. That's it.
I just overthink all that shit because. Yeah. I think about, like, if I were to have the gun, like, have it, like, for easy reach and stuff like that, and then, like I have it, like
accessible.
Kind of accessible. Yeah,
I mean, thank you. And then you're going to want to continue to...
Yeah, but then, like, I'm going to get sloppy, and then one of these days, my children will find it and, like,
blam, I mean, you know? And
I
also,
overthink that shit. It kind of scares me.
You also got to teach, your kids gun protection, too. Because what if you're not there?
Yeah, but at the same time, what if the kid is like a toddler, you know? Then
I mean, if it's a toddler, I mean, you're not going to teach a fucking toddler how to shoot. Like, a
fucking toddler. Yeah, you know,
you're like, come here.
Fucking nine iron or something like that.
Fucking, he comes out. Fucking came out the fucking womb ready to shoot.
A mini fucking Scarface. Fucking, guns like
that. Nah, wait, no. Eventually, I'm just saying. Eventually, yeah, teach him. Until then, hide the fucking things.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, I mean, I'd rather you having to hide your guns and be prepared than you not having to hide your guns. And actually fucking need it.
You can just like, you could like duct tape it. Fucking,
there's actual gun companies out there that actually put them in walls or biometrics.
Yeah.
There's like, they'll actually do a lot of shit. I mean,
it's
actually for a cheap install too.
You could do a fucking like,
John Wick.
You could do a redneck thing. Just fucking duct tape it to the fucking bottom of the bed.
We're not going that ghetto. We're not going that fucking.
That way, redneck. If you hear noise,
we're gonna redneck it like, to a certain degree. All right, we're gonna redneck it to a certain degree. We're gonna be fucking.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, okay? We're gonna be moderate.
That's my lifestyle.
We're gonna be moderate with this shit, but yeah, like always be prepared for shit, man. Don't fucking not get it because you just want to play it safe.
Yeah,
because if you play it safe, you're gonna be the one that's in an unsafe position. And fucking negotiate with a motherfucker with a gun pointing at your head, like.
And if you don't like guns, I mean, try knives, you know.
Try, but I bet you this much: you bring a knife to a gunfight, you're probably not coming back.
Yeah, you're probably gonna get shot.
You're probably gonna get fucking shot. I can just imagine.
I can imagine myself like with a butterfly knife, and, like
I've seen
and
it
the
before.
Guys are staring at me, and like
I've seen that. I'm telling you, I've seen that shit before in Flint, where a motherfucker chased a motherfucker with a butter knife. And dude pulled his gun out. I was like, man, take that fucking shit away from me. I fucking told him. And you know, dude's like,
scared of the butter knife?
Nah, but he's thinking it's an actual knife, though.
Because when you're thinking it's
an actual knife, he pulled his fucking gun. I was like,
adrenaline.
He's like, hey, don't fuck with me. I told you, don't fuck with me. And he chased him around a fucking, and they got a video of it too, I think. They chased him around a fucking car wash. He didn't want to shoot him, but the dude kept chasing him with a knife.
Why didn't he just shoot him in the foot or something?
And fucking, I don't know what the fuck it was, but he ran up on the wrong dude, and I think he got shot, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, like, me and my dad were just laughing our asses off, because we always went, because, I mean, this is every other day in Flint.
Yeah.
This is every other day in Flint. Like, we get shot at left and right. We have guns pointed at our heads by either police officers or gang members. Mm. That's just the normal thing in Flint. Mm. Unfortunately, it's the fucking Wild West out there.
Yeah.
And police suck out there, too. Not to mention the water crisis. I mean, put all those. Not to mention the water crisis.
Jesus.
I mean, put all those three things together. You get years of fun-filled adventure. My memory. So you don't need to go crazy. You just need to make sure you're prepared. That's all I'm saying. Mm. If you don't like it, that's fine. And at times I don't like it either, but fucking it's best to be prepared versus not have it and not be prepared. And you know what I mean? It's just it's just better. But anyways, we're gonna go ahead and take a quick break, and we're gonna go into outro. We're going into outro. Okay. We'll finish it. We'll top it off.
Damn.
Yeah, I know we branched off from sports into psychology and politics and.
But honestly, it's because like we didn't really have anything else to talk about. There's no news this week.
Yeah, nah. And,
yeah, you know, it still felt pretty good.
It felt good. But anyways, commercial break. Speaking of hoes, and no, I don't mean your wife, or do I? Gabrielle Union said she doesn't feel bad for cheating on her husband for having less money than her, which reminds me of something, of a book written by the man himself, Future. Why Women Deserve Less. Greatest book probably ever told from the Toxic King himself. And now I'm slowly and very progressively, actually, am growing a liking to it. However, if you do find yourself in that same situation as Dwayne Wade and her ex-husband, before resorting to the Toxic King himself, ask yourself, what would be the right thing to do? Well, we have the solution right here. It's 1-800-SLAP-THAT-HOE. That hoe gets out of line, 1-800-SLAP-THAT-HOE. And we'll give you the best information and best advice that you probably need at that very moment before you go on in. Slap that hoe. Please, ask yourself, what is the reasonable thing to do? 1-800-SLAP-THAT-HOE. And we're back. But yeah, we're going to go ahead, try to end it on a positive note and try to do right by it.
Hope you guys have a good Valentine's Day. Hope you guys.
Oh, yeah, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's on Wednesday.
Well, not just speaking of Valentine's Day, since we can kind of branch off a little bit off from sports a little bit, just to end it off. If your role model is people like Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, Amber Rose, you're probably not doing good in life. I'll tell you this much. You probably,
or for men, like the
rappers, if you're a guy and those are your idols, there's a 90% chance you're not straight. 90% you're not straight. Let's keep it real. And if you're a girl, a young little girl, and those are your idols, you do not have a bright future ahead of you.
Yeah, but that the same thing also works with men, like men with like.
I did say men.
No. I mean like with men and the male rappers that like are like. Gangster this, gangster that. They listen same to that. Thing. And it's fucking.
Like, if those are your idols, now, if there are some of them that actually made it out and actually are doing a positive change, then that's a different story.
Yeah, I know. But, like, this, I'm just saying,
I can get
two sides of the same coin, you know? Like,
true. But, I don't know. I don't, those rappers are in a different category. They're one a little bit above those, just a little bit, but they're still garbage either way.
Yeah.
Garbage in different levels. Rappers are actually have a little bit more because the girls down here are usually fucking the guys up here. So let's keep trying not to make
the sexist.
You're making it very difficult. I mean, that's all they do is fuck.
Oh my god!
All they do is fuck the rappers up here, and then they complain about them.
I mean, no, but there are very few. There are some that like kind of like go to that level by not sucking a dick. You know, it's like take
Are you talking about those, like female rappers?
Yeah.
I mean, no, there are good female rappers out there that aren't garbage and aren't only talking about their pussy, stealing another guy's girl, being a hoe, saying that they rock, you know, Gucci and this and that.
Yeah.
there are girls out there, but that's not not brought in the public's eye, and that's not celebrated. In my opinion, it should be celebrated. Yeah. However, is it? No, it isn't. Mm. And that's why we never heard of. There's a girl, what's her name? Something G. Her name's something Steffi G or something like that. Steph G. Mm. She's big. She's actually a pretty slick rapper. And fuck, I think Busta Rhymes gave her flowers and shit like that. And fucking, Busta Rhymes is a shit. Like,
I mean, yeah.
But
yeah,
as far as like fucking speed rappers go,
yeah,
you know, he's up there. If not him,
Busta Rhymes was the guy that did that one song.
See the hand, Eminem, Twista. Fucking what's his name? Mortal Technique. Y'all remember him?
Didn't Eminem set the record in Rap God?
Yeah, he said he was better than Busta.
Yeah.
I remember that, but I mean, you can't just self-proclaim it and then say it like Buster. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Busta's one of the fastest rappers out there. The only person that's faster than him and actually can make a decent hit is fucking Twista. Hmm. And Twista's been out the scene for years.
Yeah.
Like, he has been touring and doing his own thing on the side, but like as far as being relevant, yeah, he's been out the scene for a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the greats, like in the 90s we had some great rappers, female rappers. Lauryn Hill, before she went crazy, I think. Someone said she went crazy. I don't know how true that is. I went to see her at a show. She looked fine to me. Yeah. And you know, Lauryn Hill I had a little crush on Lauryn Hill. Fucking Lauryn Hill was a dope ass rapper. Eve, before you know, I found out the shit she was doing on the side, she was doing some crazy shit. Yeah. She was getting trains ran on her and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And you know, she ran with my boy DMX, so I was like, oh shit, she's part of Rough Riders, let's go.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, bet. But fucking the things, but there were some things on the side that weren't being talked about.
Yeah. When you peek behind the curtain, you're not gonna like it. It's there is no exceptions to that.
Man, she was getting shit. Oh man, she was getting so many fucking trains ran on her.
Anyways, going back to Valentine's Day. Hope you guys have a safe one.
Oh yeah, no.
And hope you guys
my
stay
bad,
with your loved one.
That was actually a segue. My bad. I don't want to end it too quick. That was just a segue. Yeah, yeah. So reason I brought up those girls was because fucking. So as a recent, you know, I don't know if anybody knows anything. I barely found out. Amber Rose has OnlyFans. And, you know, she has a son with Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, I know, but what a wild segue.
Yeah, but I said her name, though. That's why I was like, it was a decent segue. But fucking, so her son got, you know, defended her. And she said supposedly she was in tears that her son defended her because the kid said he subscribed to his mom's OnlyFans, which is a nail. So I saw this on TikTok too.
Honestly, that's a subject I do not want to touch with a 10-foot pole. I'm going to leave it. I
wouldn't want to touch Amber Heard either or Amber Rose either.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about that whole situation in general. It's like, I'm not approaching that.
Like, imagine a guy coming, like, just think about it. Imagine a guy coming up and say, you know, your mom is on OnlyFans. He's like, hey, yo, I saw your mom's tits last night.
Oh, so did I. Oedipus complex or something.
No, sir. Yeah, I know Oedipus.
Yeah, Oedipus.
Fucking complex. Fucked his mom and shit.
Yeah.
Go and cut your eyes out.
His mom and shit like that.
Yeah, go cut your eyes out.
Yeah, it's like it's that, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want
to. Oh no, it's not that. No, I'm just saying the kid, some other kid in his class said, hey, I subscribe to your mom's, like it was making fun of him.
Oh, dude, phrase it better, bro.
Yeah,
you made me confused.
That's why I said a kid in his class said
the kid subscribed to his mom's OnlyFans. And I assumed, since you said the kid, that was a cat. Since you said the kid, that
1 second.
It was like the son, you know? And I was like, what the fuck? But no, it was a cat. I said,
oh my bad.
Yeah.
Fucking cat. My bad. I'm over here paranoid as shit, about to grab my gun. But fucking so the kid in his class said, hey, I see your mom's OnlyFans or some shit like that. He said something in the sorts. He's like, women are supposed to be able to use their body, however, you know, fucking simping over his mom.
And but fucking, I mean, how is that simping? It's women, a logical thing. It's logical. Women can choose what the fuck they want to do with their body, you know?
Yeah.
It's not really up to a man to...
Oh, yeah, no. I agree on that part. But I'm just saying, at 9 years old, is that the response you would, like...
Well, I mean...
You know what I mean? I don't think any 9 year old talks like
that. On one hand, like, the 9 year old kid is smart. He has the.
I didn't.
He has a brain to know that and like still be rational. But at the same time, if your 9 year old kid is defending you,
that's what I'm saying. Iffy. It's iffy because it's like
it's a gray area, honestly.
It's a shitty area. It's an L. I call it an L because if you got to defend your mom from exposing herself online, that's an L.
I mean, you don't even have to defend her. You just have to be like, does. I don't know what the fuck is the matter with you. You bought her shit. I'm going to use your money to buy a fucking car or something like that.
But still, I mean, the fact that your mom, any dude can just pull up and be like, yeah, so, you know, I paid your mom $5 to shove an orange up her asshole. You're welcome. Okay, you know what I mean? There should be a line. I feel like there should be a line, and to a point where it reaches your kids' school. Nah.
No, but at the same, but the internet is so embedded into our lifestyles that the lines are blurred. But they've been blurred by so many years of like. The internet people and shit like that.
But that's the thing. That's that feminist bullshit. And I always say it's that feminist bullshit. I remember I was talking to Jazz the other day. I was like, it's that feminist bullshit. that feminism does not work. It works until the bill needs to be paid. That's it. When the bill needs to be paid, then you go to a guy to go pay.
I don't know.
Because that's what it is.
Like case by case, because there are like some women that can just pay it themselves, you know.
But the thing is, it's just overshadowed.
No, it's just that men latch onto the bad side about it, you know. Like I'm a man, I don't really deserve to be speaking about any of this shit, so I'm gonna like leave it alone.
Don't deserve.
Or maybe not deserve is the wrong word.
Are you gonna suck their toes too?
I mean,
maybe. Are you gonna are you got a foot fetish?
Yeah,
you little fucking simp.
I have a little kink.
You little fucking cuck. No, it's fine. But
anyway, this is supposed to be natural. We're talking about a completely different thing.
It was a segue from Valentine's Day. It's in that category.
Because
it's Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah, it is. There's specials.
How do you know that?
No, it's OnlyFans. Who doesn't know that, dude? Any successful OnlyFans model knows this. You have to throw specials out there, June.
Fucking dude. Yeah. You have to throw discounts.
There's lonely men out here, June. There's a little cuck beating himself to a corner. Watching Amber Rose suck her toes.
In the dark, in the corner of their room, fucking the glare of the laptop on there.
Can you breathe into the mic?
Oh my God, no.
Fucking little fucking cucky boys. You guys are I do not blame women for any of this. I do not. You fucking cucks are to blame. You fucking simps. You know pussy getting.
You hear this?
You know fucking masculine having. You fucking estrogen filled pussy ass bitches cannot get no fucking pussy. And what do? You suck up to the pussy in hopes of getting a pussy. But when that doesn't work out, you double down. And then you go right back into sucking up to... No! Give me the fucking mic!
Come on. It's time to go to bed.
You fucking bitches!
All right, bye, guys.
You ruined America!
Okay. Bye, guys. All right, guys. Have a good week.
Let me congratulate. Oh, man. I'm choking. But I'm choking on my masculinity.
Okay. You
fucking bitches. But anyways,
I'm gonna go
back. Yes, y'all. Shout out. What's called? But yeah, shout out to Wiz Khalifa. Oh, and my bad. I didn't want to diss you, Wiz, but I actually like you, but this is a a situation, a story where you need to pick your spouses better. Yeah. You just really do. Because if not, they're going to end up like Amber Rose, tattoos on her face, talk about being hoes is freeing of the body. Yeah, please, y'all, pick your partners carefully. This Valentine's Day, that's really what I want to segue into. Yeah.
And if you go to a bar, single and alone, I mean, maybe you could come over to my bar, and, you know.
Especially if you're a guy. You got a raging hard cock. You need to fill somebody's hole.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, now you're out. Okay, you're fine. Fucking cucky boy. That's where there's a line now. I thought they were blurred. Shannon Sharp, where you at? Start slamming the table. All right, y'all, but yeah, let me get up out of here. The kid left, closed his door, he's about to start watching foot porn in his room. So let me go ahead and follow his lead and go to my room and start watching Brazilian fart porn. man. But anyways, y'all, peace out. Much love. Continue to watch us. We really do appreciate it. We thank you guys for watching our podcast or listening to our podcast. And soon you will be actually watching our podcast either where we post to YouTube, Twitch, wherever we decide to start posting videos. We'll do it, but it's going to take time. And just bear with us. That's all we ask. I mean, it's not going to be an easy transition when we start doing videos. So bear with us. Sometimes we might go directly right back to straight audio. And other times we might go to video. I mean, it's going to be a slippery slope. You're never going to know what's going to happen. But yes, guys, thank you for being here, y'all. And once again, congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs for making it to the Super Bowl. I really hope both of you teams give it the best. And actually, you know, whichever team comes out on top, I hope, you know that Drake is going to be winning either way, because I think he bet it against himself twice. So against himself with each one of y'all. But anyways, it's going to do it. I'm talking here by myself because I care about you, the listener. June, he left. He's watching foot porn. He's by himself right now. He abandoned you. But, nah, I'm just playing. I appreciate the love. I really do. And also congratulations, last but not least, congratulations again to the GOAT. I say he's the GOAT. And pretty soon, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to be saying it too. The GOAT, LeBron James. And I guess we can call him King James. King James the GOAT. But yeah, y'all. Peace out, y'all. Much love. And enjoy yourself this weekend. Don't get too drunk. I need y'all to come back next Friday when we talk about everything that's happened. But yeah. Anyways, let me get back to my black pussy. And that's running around the floor. Yeah, it's the cat. She's running all around the floor, going crazy. Peace out, y'all. Hey, giant fat pussy. That's it. That's the promo. You being a fucking pussy. Good job. I bet you completed everything you needed in life. You fucking giant, fat, hairy, sniveling fucking pussy. You proud of yourself on them nuts? You shouldn't be, because you're a fucking pussy. Anyways, I guess I have to say, tune in every Friday, come look at us, all this bullshit, but I'm pretty sure you already knew this, you fucking bitch. You're a fucking pussy, and I know you like it, because you're a fucking cunt. You have no fucking life, just like us here at the Too Easy Podcast, and we thank you guys for tuning in every Friday, and please continue to tune in more, and also, heads up, we
could be creating a gaming channel. We might start off with the new God of War Ragnarok game, and we might even go back to the old God of War game and do a whole streaming thingamajig. So I guess stay tuned for that, you fucking pussy. Anyways, thanks guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for checking in on us, and have a great weekend. And once again, thank you for listening to the Too Easy Podcast. Fucking pussy.